Milwaukee.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you.
Why?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh, hey, Robbie, you know what? It's the Don and Mike Show. I'm like, oh, we got it. Here we go.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thought we had everything loaded there with Holly Morris Roulette.
Yeah, it was delightful. It truly was.
We can play tomorrow in greater detail, not only because tomorrow, I believe, seriously, they're sending her to an Amish fair.
and 'tis the season. I mean, there are county fairs now. It is going to be heavy Holly. Holly on that show.
We were just trying to find out from Channel 5. They're going to send her to the Renaissance Festival sometime soon.
Steak on a stick.
And dress her up in ye old outfit.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow is not the Amish Festival. Tomorrow she's broadcasting live from Good Guys.
She'll have the same, hey, how are you?
Either way,
it fun to take your clothes off?
Come here. When we get deep into these Holly Morris things,
you
really got to hear when she starts screaming.
That's the important part.
And gets the hyperactive. And maybe the best part, which we just touched on a little bit, is when they come back to the anchors.
Thank you, Holly.
It's like, okay. Thank you, Holly.
Okay. All right, Holly.
All right, then.
Hey. Whatever. Okay, Holly. My God. All right. Turn the microphone off.
All right. Smother through the TV. Thank you, Holly.
Turn the damn microphone off. Thank you, Holly.
I don't know about the traffic chick with the big, gigantic Fred Sanford arms.
Oh, she's hot.
On Channel 5.
I haven't seen her. Yeah.
What's her name, Robbie?
Julie Wright.
Yeah. I think she's very good broadcasting. Mm-hmm. She'd be really good behind a microphone somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
And even if they on Channel 5, she's a bigger woman. She's
Rubenesque, Don.
She's like Susan Kidd Mini-Me. Okay? It would really help if they didn't give her a blouse that had no sleeves on it.
Yeah. Well, it's the season also for that. You know, you've got the sleeveless look.
And Channel 5, they're sort of groundbreaking. They don't have just the head for traffic. She's actually in front of a map and swinging those arms around.
Like putting Megan McGrath in a halter.
Yeah.
You know that? You ever been with a chick when, and you can't win, incidentally, in this situation, when she holds up her arm like this and she says, do you see this flab under here moving around? And you know you're actually going to lose.
Right.
There's no way you can win that argument.
Mm-hmm.
This lady on TV, it's like watching, it's like if you've taken a piece of chicken out.
Right.
And you know when you cut the fat and the flap off of chicken?
Are we talking Sicilian widow arms here? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
You know, like the old ladies that have the real.
Yeah. And you know in that Christopher Walken video, how he takes that lip of the chicken, that bib?
And you know, women that are in good shape also have that kind of, that's an area for women, bicep flap.
We have a tape about that. No arm strength.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
Anyway, it's a wonderful mix on Channel 5 in the morning because you've got that egghead answer, the anchor guy.
I don't know. Is it Bob something? Mike Sellers.
It's kind of his.
He's the one that says, thank you, Holly.
Mike Sellers, I think, is his name.
Thank you, Holly.
Think we might be getting towards the century mark today, Tony?
Thank you, Holly.
You know, and our buddy Tony Perkins stands there in the middle of, like, Holly Morris spinning plates on her head. and then they come back, and the girl with the big arms, who I think is very talented, don't get me wrong, I think Julie Wright's very talented, in my opinion, she comes back, and she starts doing stuff like doing shtick with Tony Perkins.
Right.
Because, you know, like every TV station, it's the weather and then the traffic. So he goes, that's your forecast. Let's see what's happening. Julie, And she comes back with her big Fred Sanford arms and elbows. I'm like, I tell you what, Tony, I'd like to take you onto the on-ramp and show you what my in-ramp is like. And then in the control room, they feel the need to cut back to the studio where, like, Tony Perkins is standing with his hands in his pockets going, okay.
Okie dokie. But then the ringmaster this week has been good because Gervier's been in there.
Yes. Ah.
And she's very nice to look at.
Yeah. How you doing, baby?
Hey, baby.
I would love to help Gervier Dinza brush down her horse.
So do you think that this wow. lady with the arms could kick our ass?
Julie Wright? Oh,
are
yes.
they that big?
Yes.
What you don't you can't see on TV, she's over 6'8".
Stop it.
Fantastic.
Stop it. Doesn't Gervier, isn't Gervier Dinza big into that horse thing, that whole horse life out in the country?
I don't know, but I think she, didn't she say to us that she lives down in that country? You know, she's down there in horse country.
Giddy up.
Picture her with those, you know, those little... tan pants that they wear with the big tall yeah. boots. Hello.
Boots.
Yeah. Hello, bad. Everybody.
Not bad to look at.
And a riding crop.
She's hot as balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that, as long as we're talking about Channel 5, since I know they do listen all the time for tips, they're doing almost a DJ thing during the news. Remember, especially in the days of Top 40 radio, they would tell you to throw out the names of towns
right.
all yeah. the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, they do this now on Channel 5. And I find that the only guy that understands the concept is that guy, Brian Bolter,
uh-huh.
the slicky boy.
The
there.
Guy that sounded 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
Right, the number one anchor. It's like he'll go, so the stock market is down today. Chantilly, Baltimore, Manassas, more coming your way in a moment. Okay, ah. So he does it the right way.
Right.
The rest of them, it sounds like a question. Mm-hmm. They'll go, so the price of soft drinks is up. Gaithersburg? Damascus and Baltimore. We'll be right back.
You know, it's no Krebs. It's no Krebs and Harrison, that's for sure.
Learn from the
Doesn't
master.
Even come close.
I mean, I'm not doing, I don't think I'm doing an adequate job of explaining this. When you play records, mm-hmm. one of the things they would tell you all the time is you got to say, like, you got a call from X suburb or Y suburb.
Right. Area mentions. They
and
call
the more
them.
That you mention these different areas, the more plugged in you sound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the problem is it's a radio thing.
Right.
And they're trying to do it on Channel 5, mm-hmm. and none of them seems to grasp the stupid concept.
Chantilly, Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, coming your way next.
Hey, see, Mike, you know why you got that?
Right.
You're a DJ.
Yeah, and that's the way it used to, you know, sending this one out to Rockville, Bethesda, Chevy Chase.
That's right.
Your pick hits are coming up next.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, didn't they like to marry the temperature to a city?
Yes.
When they would say such and such at the airport, such and such, and 72 in Rockville, even though, you know, you're just making the temperature
just
up.
Just save them for different people
exactly.
on TV news. And it would be fantastic.
I always love the joke. It's not even really a joke. It's not even really a joke when you go downtown 72, south side 76. At the airport 76. Who lives at the airport anyway, huh? KHJ.
And then, of course, George Carlin did the whole big yeah. bit on the hippie
oh, right.
weatherman right. with, which is stupid, because I don't know anyone that lives at the airport.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, steal from me. You're stealing twice.
But I tell you, I think that really they ought to tailor the different towns to the different reporters. Okay. Like Megan McGrath would basically be Waldorf, Winchester, West Virginia, the entire state.
Bowie,
yes.
Right.
Different ones for... Now, Tracy Neal, we would have...
My bedroom.
Potomac.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chevy Chase.
Uh-huh. Georgetown.
Georgetown.
Nice.
Joe Krebs. Quantico.
Yeah.
Woodbridge. Hagerstown.
You know, Unyang. Would be Falls Church in Arlington.
No, Unyang is Arlington all the way.
And parts of Falls Church.
No, Arlington, Virginia is Arlington, Vietnam.
Buzz, you were saying that there was a new hottie over at Channel 9 that you
fancy. Yeah, a sports babe. I've forgotten her name now, but a blonde sports babe on the evening newscast during
now
the time.
Now it's Lindsay Zarniak, who's over at Channel 4. Is it Zarniak?
Yeah. Zarniak, isn't it?
Zarniak. She's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderfully hot. Great teeth.
Hot piece of ass.
Hotter than Dave Feldman? Mm-hmm.
Feldy. Don't forget, when you're in a news crew, you also have to put a Y if you're going to refer to someone during the news to make it appear that you're buddies.
That's right, Krebsy.
Isn't that right, Mikey?
Absolutely, Harrison.
Hey, Buzzy.
Hey. Hey, Donnie. Hey, Mikey. In breaking news this afternoon.
Oh. Didn't know you had breaking news, Buzz.
I do. Police in California are investigating the report of a sexual assault at the Playboy Mansion. It apparently happened over the weekend.
Why?
at Hef's annual Midsummer Night's Dream party.
Why?
Besides Playboy founder Hugh Hefner, the party was attended by Paris Hilton, Dave Navarro of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and, of course, Martin Landau.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, that's gross, Martin. How the hell old is Martin Landau by now?
Like 100?
I bet he's 74.
Wonder if it was him.
Was he in Ed Wood?
He was Ed Wood. He played Bela Lugosi.
I know he was in a million different things, but I always think of him as Ed Wood.
Didn't he get nominated? He might have won an Oscar for Ed Wood. I'm not sure.
I think he did.
But he was Bela Lugosi. Perhaps he was using his Bela Lugosi voice during the assault.
Also fresh this evening, the Dow closed down by 387 points today. Pick 8. Down to 13,271. NASDAQ lost 56 points to close at 2556. The S&P was down 44 points to 1453. Investors are worried this time about the collapse of the subprime mortgage market and some bad news about a hedge fund at Goldman Sachs. Rescue workers have drilled to within about 100 feet of where six coal miners are trapped in Utah. We're hoping to break through to them a couple of hours from now.
How many days have those dudes been in that mine?
You know, I was thinking about that when I saw that story yesterday, and it was actually yesterday when they were saying it was going to take 4 to 5 days. And I thought, really, no matter what, even if you guys survive the initial collapse, 4 to 5 days is right on the borderline as far as survival.
Well, they have water down there.
They have water, but it still would be dicey.
Isn't that whole canary in a coal mine thing? I mean, that eventually there's not going to be air
down
there.
Exactly. Right. They don't have enough air down there to survive that long a period of time. But when it's just the pure distance that it has to travel,
right?
Apparently that amount of distance through that kind of terrain where they're going through the rock is just going to take too long.
Martin Landau did win for Ed Wood.
Ed Wood, I thought so. Yes. Bela Lugosi, Sandra.
So, yeah, we may know the miner's fate within 2 hours. Rescuers have drilled two holes, one of them 2.5 inches wide, the other just under 9 inches. Communication lines will run through one of the holes to the miners 1,500 feet below.
So any pedophiles out there don't get turned on, it's M-I-N-E-R.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
And they're drilling holes in the ground.
We always have to catch a predator crew that tunes in when we do a story.
I'll make it
online.
Feel really good for you, hon.
See, that's wrong.
Miner.
The other hole is for air, water, and food, if anyone's alive down there. By the way, the Red Cross is being sued by Johnson & Johnson, which says it has...
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Yeah, Jack.
Johnson & Johnson says it has the exclusive rights to the Red Cross logo that the relief group has been using on emergency kits sold to the public. Johnson & Johnson says that when it comes to selling first aid stuff, it owns the Red Cross design.
That's pretty jive.
That's pretty nasty is what it is, too.
I mean, you mean like the standard, like, lifeguard
thing? Yeah, just the plain Red Cross that you see on first aid kits and that sort of thing. Well, the Red Cross uses it, too. Those first aid kits are made by Johnson & Johnson.
Can you say PR nightmare?
Yeah.
What's your favorite cross?
My favorite cross? The crooked cross, Don.
The hammer and the sickle, too.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
And that was your old DJ name, wasn't it?
Crooked Cross.
No, Red Cross.
Red Cross. Red Cross, the Wild Irishman with you this evening.
How's my country DJ name?
Red Cross with you. Stay tuned for the Red Cross show.
Then you modified it later on when you were working with Ralph Emery to Shotgun Red.
What's my name again?
Red Cross.
How you doing, everybody?
What's happening? Goddamn country radio stinks. My name is Red Cross. Girl,
hotline. Hey, boy, what are you doing saying country radio stinks? I heard that. I'm going to come in with my oversized belt buckle and my cowboy hat and finish your shift for you.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so
I'm
I could feel you on top
in his
of
mouth.
Me.
I'm sorry. Ate too many things at once.
That was obscure.
That was like blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blah, blah, I'm having trouble getting blah, it in his mouth.
This is Robert
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
If you don't like what we
is tell you, everybody happy? Just,
we'll kill you. Secret lover.
Damn.
Why?
Too many tapes. Hey. I'm sorry. Got away from me.
That's the mark of the
I think you got the water out of my ear.
A monster truck show in DeKalb, Illinois turned ugly today. Some of the 100 spectators have been injured, and train traffic through the town has been halted. Details are sketchy, but a handful of ambulances are on the scene. We've just learned that at least 9 people were taken to hospitals. Others got minor injuries and were not hospitalized. At least a couple of the people taken to hospitals, including a woman and child, are reportedly in serious condition. The driver of the Napa Auto Parts truck apparently lost control of the vehicle during the stunt and landed with a crash on the railroad tracks.
Yeah, but I heard recently they're going to be coming home. Sunday.
The National Weather Service this morning confirmed it. Brooklyn had its first tornado ever yesterday.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. It's an effing tornado.
How you doing, tornado?
Yo, yeah, you want to mess with me? Come on, tornado.
No tornado?
Yeah, flat
Yankee.
Push.
Flat push. Yankee tornado.
Yankees. 6 games. Just thought I'd share that for that caller yesterday. 6 games. Hope you enjoyed the 5. Now it's 6.
Who do they play tonight, Mike?
They're off tonight. They're partying in Baltimore tonight.
Do the Yankees play tonight?
I'm not sure if they do. I should double check that, but I think.
So you're saying they could make up a half game tonight?
I'm saying if they are playing, there is a chance you could wake up in the morning and it would be 5.5 games.
New York is the place to be.
Mm-hmm. I was watching the Red Sox play the Angels, and all the way out in California, there's this guy, and he's got one of those ass seats pads that you take into the ballpark with the big NY, and he's got the blue, navy blue NY t-shirt on, and he's just sitting there in the third row, you know, where he got his tickets, overpriced broker tickets, and he's going, the whole game. F yo! There you are, New York. Thank you very much.
The Brooklyn Twister had winds of up to 135 miles an hour, carving a path of damage 9 miles long through Brooklyn and Staten Island.
It blew the egg cream right out of my hand.
Also surprising, most of the damage really was to trees, but roofs were torn from 11...
Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, I have your forecast.
Roofs were torn from 11 homes
bringing
and...
Bringing you the sounds of... Brooklyn to Bed-Stuy.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
And a car dealership. Meanwhile, over in Queens, the college
Where
kid...
is that tape, for God's sakes?
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
I'm the one that's rocking and knocking and barking and I don't even remember.
Bringing the ears to your nasty. You're the nasty,
nasty
to your ears.
Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Yes.
That's the character.
Meanwhile, over in Queens, the college kid who caught Barry Bonds' 756th home run ball may have to pay a big tax bill. That's our story when we continue.
Thank you, Rob. Hold on. Rob Spiewak writes, tornado cost $5 million in improvements.
Very good. Thank you, Rob. You're here all week.
You find that do the right thing?
I'll shut it for you after the break.
All right. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.